Apologize to everybody.
Good morning to everybody.
Morning.
Let's just recap where we left off last week. We're really discussing a fundamental question that permeates the very, very beginning of Avodasra, of course, touches on many sigils of Avakam as well. It's the notion of mazik, but not the direct mazik of a person taking a sledgehammer and smashing cars, not even the direct mazik of an animal going out and eating your produce. It's a little bit more fine-tuned mazik. Mazik that's coming about to acts of, or lack of acts of grumma, indirect, or garmi, which is somewhere in between direct and indirect mazik. We'll talk a little bit later on about nizkei shcheinim, about literally just two neighbors who will potentially be mazik one another. So one of the examples that came up at the very beginning of Bava Basra was the mechitzas kerem shenifritza. You have two neighbors. I have a vineyard, and you have a field of grain. So that in of itself does not pose a problem of kilayim, provided that there's a fence, proper fence between the two. The problem is that the fence fell down. And now what's happening is that my grapes are growing, and causing damage to your wheat. They're causing halachic damage to your wheat because eventually if they're left to grow like that, it's going to result in an issur of kilayim, and Kili HaKerem, which is going to prohibit even B'di'evid, anything that's going to grow subsequently. So, in effect, my grapes are a davar mazik to your tevuah. So the Gemara said, yes, that's true. That is considered to be a mazik. But the Gemara labeled it as a very, very low-level mazik. It's called Dina de Garmi. It's a kind of indirect mazik, and we have not really at all defined what the difference between Grum and Garmi is. We saw in passing that when things are very indirect, it's potter. When it's quasi, somewhere in the middle, it is chayav, called Dina de Garmi, but Dina de Garmi has its own set of rules. One thing Dina de Garmi is not, it's not regular mazik. And that was what we left off last week with the question of the Ramban, why isn't this just regular mazik? What's the difference between like grapes that are traveling, and damaging your wheat? What's the difference between that and my ox that's walking, traveling, and eating your produce? Why is one called only Dina de Garmi, and why is one called Mamun Shehizik Mamish? So before we get anywhere near the answer of the Ramban, we still have to fine-tune the question a little bit. Because which mazik exactly did the Ramban have in mind? So we start going through the list of Pashas Mishpatim. Is this a bore? Nah, not a bore. Is this a shore? Maybe, but we know that shore doesn't mean literally an ox. Shore can mean any mamun that goes out and travels and damages. So if you remember on Friday, we went to the Divya Cheskel, a shir from Slobodka, who told us that this is not really a shore. It can't be a shore. It can't be a shore on very, very technical grounds, because it's a davar shel hefker, and it can't be shein, it can't be regular. The whole shul Torah that we went through on Friday to explain why the Ramban clearly could not have meant shore shehizik. So what did the Ramban mean? And again, we're not near the teretz yet. We still want to identify what the Ramban's question was. Which mazik did the Ramban have in mind? So at the very end of the Shon Friday, we threw out a possibility, which was very startling, that maybe the Ramban didn't mean shore. Maybe he really meant Aish. Aish is not such a far cry from Aish. If you think about it, what does Aish mean? Aish is, I'm doing something with my property, I'm having a barbecue. I'm allowed to have my barbecue. And then what happens? The fire gets out of hand, travels, and burns down your cornfield. So the Torah says, Shalei Mishleva Magras of Eira. So maybe that's what's happening here also. I'm planting my grapes. I'm allowed to plant grapes. Now the grapes are getting out of hand. The fence isn't there anymore. Now the grapes are going, entering into your wheat field and ossering your wheat, being mopsed in your wheat. So maybe that's what the Ramban meant. The Ramban meant, the kasha was, let's be chayvish of Eish. One small technical problem. The Ramban didn't say Eish. The Ramban said shore. The Ramban said the word shore. He gave the marshal. He said, what's the difference between this case of the kerem and the tevuah? What's the difference between this and the shore that you didn't close the wall, that the wall fell down, you didn't block the shore from going out of the barn? So what even kind of story is that? Eish. The Ramban says shore. The Ramban knew what the word Eish meant. So in order to understand and appreciate the gavlos, the amkos of this Ramban, so we have to go a little bit step further and understand the relationship between Eish and shore. That's really where we were just about to start on Friday. There is a major machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish in the second Berakh of Bava Kamma. How to understand the mazik of Eish. Everybody agrees I'm chayim. There's no question. I'm having a barbecue. I'm a little bit careless. Coal sets up on fire. 10 minutes later, it burns down your cornfield. The Torah says explicitly, Shalei Mishleim Barbar Sabeira. What is unclear is, what is the nature of that chiyuv? So one can understand that chiyuv in one of two ways. Either one can understand that isha b'shem mamono. Isha is just another example of mamon isha hizik. The Torah says that my ox eats something imchayev. The Torah says my ox tramples imchayev. The Torah says my ox gores imchayev. The Torah says the fire that belongs to me, if it damages imchayev. So isha is basically falls onto that category of mazik called mamon isha hizik. Or maybe no, maybe Eish is like other mamazik, because after all, I lit the fire. Now it's a little bit tricky because yes, it's true, I lit the fire, but it's not the same as a sledgehammer. When I take the sledgehammer and smash your window, so there's a davar mazik mamish biyadai, there's a direct result from my hand to that window. Here, I lit the fire, and then the wind came. Well, the wind came. That's called kochach murabo. So how do you know that's called an other mamazik? So that's a tricky question. So that was the machlokes of Yechiv Shlokish. So again, everybody agrees the fire is chayev. We're just not sure, is it closer to the model of an ox eating, or is it closer to the model of a person smashing? My nafkamina, the other day I have to pay anyway, my nafkamina. So Gemara Bava Kama says there are a few nafkaminas. The clearest nafkamina the Gemara says is, what if I light a fire, the fire goes, and damages a person, causes the damage, a bodily person to somebody. And we know that if I personally go ahead and I break your leg, I don't just have to pay you for the damage of the leg. I get slapped with a whole bunch of other bills. Nezek, tzar, ripu, shevus, and bishas. I have to pay for pain. I have to pay for medical bills. I have to pay for embarrassment, loss of work. It's called the chamisha devarim. I have to pay a lot of things. If my ox damages your body, I just have to pay nezek. So the Gemara wants to know, what would be the din? If I cause damage to another human being through eish, is that called an adam amazik, with the result being I have to pay chamisha devarim? Was that called a mamon amazik? The result being I only have to pay nezek. So it's a real shaila, a real afkamid l'dinah. So comes the Gemara with a startling statement in Maseches Bava Kama. You can pick it up on the seventh of the Bava Kamas. The Gemara makes the following statement, the seventh of the Bava Kamas. The ninth of the Bava Kamas. The Gemara says it's the third line from the top, the end of the third line. Elamandi islay mishum chitzav. Even Rabbi Yechanan holds that isha mishum chitzav, which is the way we paskin, islay nami mishum amono. Rabbi Yechanan doesn't disagree with Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish disagrees with Rabbi Yechanan. Reish Lakish says this is not chait, this is not shooting an arrow, this is not an arba mazik, because kochach amurabo, the fact that you need the wind to participate, that is mafkia the shev on the mazik from it. Rabbi Yechid does not disagree with Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yechid says, I agree with Reish Lakish. When my fire goes and damages somebody's property, that is both isha mishum chitzav, it's like shooting an arrow, as well as mamon hamazik. What does that mean? What's the significance of being called a mamon hamazik as well? Ukugon shahayelo legodra velo godra, tahasam shoruhu velo tafach biapay. Says the Gemara, even Rabbi Yechid agrees to Reish Lakish. What is Rabbi Yechid agreeing to Reish Lakish for? If I'm already chayef for shooting an arrow, for breaking a window, what do I need Mavon for? So come to the Brothers of Brisket Torah. There are two kinds of Eish. There's an Eish that's called Kol Lochitzav, and there's an Eish that's called Lo Kol Lochitzav. What does that mean? If I shoot an arrow, there's a direct line from my hand, from my bone, from shoot, 20 minutes later, damages your property, that's an Adam HaMazik. So too. If I light a fire, and the fire goes straight, nothing stopping it, no impediment, goes right into your cornfield, that's like an Adam HaMazik, and like shooting an arrow. And if a person gets hurt from that fire, I'm talking about Adam HaMazik, I have to pay the entire picture, all five things. But what if I light a fire in such a way that the fire is not going in a direct line? There's actually something stopping that fire right now. So at the moment that I lit that fire, the fire really shouldn't have gone past that barrier, but the barrier falls down. And I know full well the barrier falls down. And I'm looking and I'm watching and I'm laughing. Oh, Baruch Hashem, the wall fell down. And now the fire goes and spreads. So comes the Gemara and says, that's not chitzav. That's not my arrow. That's not me. Because at the time that I participated in the Maisa Hezek, it didn't have the koyach to do the Hezek. So that's what kol lo chitzav. My arrow stopped. My arrow stopped dead in its tracks. So what am I chayef for? I'm chayef, it's no worse than mamon hamazik. And the Gemara gives the following mashal. It's like, shoruhu v'lo tafach bi'apeh. It's like, imagine my ox is running around in my backyard and there's a fence there, and then the fence falls down and the ox spatzias and walks right out and gobbles up your produce. So you're going to say, well, I'm potter because it was a fence. Mamajizik means I am responsible to make sure my animal doesn't damage. And if I know the fence fell down, I have to fix the fence. So that's the washer. That's the mushroom the Gemara gives. Shoruhu v'lo tafach bi'ape. That anytime you have an ox that had a fence and the fence wasn't closed up by you, you were irresponsible, you have to pay out a moment of mazik. So you see clear from the Gemara that the chiyuv of Eish is a very, very tricky one. It's the parasha of the Chumash. You say to Eish matzakotim, but there's Eish A and there's Eish B. Eish A is adam mazik. Eish B is mamon shehizik. And they're not always the same. Nefkamina is Ladina. How do you know which is which? If it's direct, lo kol lo chitzav, that's Adam. It's kol lo chitzav, there's a little bit of a break, there's a little bit of a delay in action, that's called the Bam Shehizik. Comes the Yecheskel and says, that was the Ramban's kasha. When the Ramban said, let my grapes be a mazik, who mazik? We're a mazik woman. We couldn't figure out on Friday which mazik it was. It can't be regular shor. We have problems, tefker, etc. It can't be regular shor. What can it be? It can be eish. But if it's eish, so why did the Ramban talk about an ox? So let's take a look. Let's look again carefully at Maramacham number 9. Let's look at the words of Maramacham number 9, the way the Gemara describes eish number 2. The second to last line, shorahu flo tafach biyape. Make like a screenshot of those words. Shorahu flo tafach biyape. Let's go back now to the Ramban. Back to the fifth of the Maramachamos. When the Ramban asked the question, the Kriptus didn't come in, the fifth of the Maramachamos, asked the Ramban, what are you hacking me a chaynik with Dina de Garmi and telling me a story? I'm chayv, not chayv, the reiser. This is a mazik mamish. Look at what the Ramban called at the end of the third line of Maramacham number 5. Hashorahu to lo afam tafach biyape. It's Yeshor that you didn't fix the fence. What does that mean? He didn't mean it's Yeshor. He meant exactly what the Gemara meant, the Bava Kamma. That's a mushal. That's a code for it. When you see that phrase, you have to, that's a code phrase for Eish number 2. That was the Ramban's kasha. So Baruch Hashem, thanks to Divya Cheskel, thanks to, we can appreciate what went on in Slobodka. We understand the Ramban's kasha. It took us 2 days to understand the Ramban's kasha. What's the Ramban's terrace now? So it's such a great kasha. We're so excited about the kasha. We have to a little bit of time for the terrace. So why, in fact, is the gefen that's spreading out and causing this damage and destroying through the principle of kilayim, creating an isra ha'noam and a hefsed mamon, why does the Gemara only call that dira de garmi? What happened to shorahu v'lo tafach biyape? What happened to eish number 2? So if we take a look back in the Ramban now, in the fifth of the Maramachamos, so comes the Ramban. Let's take a look. Let's take a look at the Ramban, the fifth of the Maramachamos. It's the middle of the fourth line. U'mifrakei lo rabbanzal. The answer that is given by his Rabbeim to this question, lahakusha, the lo mitzah machmas irvav l'chudei el mipnei nisyayish miligdor. You have to pinpoint precisely what is necessary to create an Isser of Kilayim. So we think that, well, I have grapes, and I have Tvua, and they're growing near each other, and there's no separation, there's no barrier. In fact, Adas is Kilayim, says the Ramban, not true. That in and of itself is not Kilayim. In order to be Kilayim, you require what's called Machshava, you require what's called Yush, namely, the person is not planning on doing anything about it. He's okay with the Kilayim growing. What if I was away, I come back and I see Gavalt, this Kalayim growing, and I'm running to Home Depot and I'm getting gear and going to try to fix the fence and try to build and try to break up the Kalayim. Holds about that I'm doing that, it's not Kalayim. The Gemara, the Mishnah says explicitly, and Taisus tries to show you later on the sugi what the source of this and psukim is. In order for Kalayim to become Osir, it is not just physical, it involves the Machshavas Adam, it requires the Yish Adam. If the person sees the Kalayim and says, okay, big deal, so there's Kilayim growing. I'm not doing anything about it. I'm a siyash, let it grow, because I'm not taking care of it. Then only then does this of Kilayim kick in. So comes the Rabban and says, since the Yisur Kilayim and the subsequent Hesed Mamon is dependent upon the Yush Adam, the Usha Hu Agayim HaYisur, Hu Agayim Lo Lischayev, that can never be more than Dina Degarmi. Remember, Dina Degarmi means when it's not absolutely direct. Again, it's more direct than Grumman. We haven't still fine-tuned the differences, but Mazik Mamash, it's not. Says the Ramban, any time that the Hefzeh depends upon the participation of a person's Machshava, that's not called Mazik Mamash. It can't be Mazik Mamash. The worst case scenario that can be is Dina Degarmi, with again all the potential possible differences between Dina Degarmi and Mazik Mamash. So this is the Yisod of the Ramban. Now we have to take this Yisod and test it, because it's one thing to say this Yisod to answer Sugyat Babas Nabeis, and I have to test it against all Shas. You have to go through many, many different potential cases of Mazikin and see, does this really hold true? Any time Machshava is involved, it's never going to be Mazik Mamish? Not at all clear. So let's take a look at the 12th of the Mamakamas. So the Mishnah discussed a sugya in Maseches Gittin, Daf Mendalet, about Mefagel Korban Chaveiro. You want to be a real mazik? Listen to this one. You're a carbon to the Pesimikdash, you're doing a void to the Pesimikdash, and somebody brings you a carbon to offer. And you don't particularly like this guy. So you had a run with him last week. So you want to get back at him. You want to cause the Hefzeh Mamon. But you're a real lamdan. You're not going to go and take a hammer and smash his window. You're going to do as follows. You're going to offer the carbon, all right? And you're going to be mefagel carbon chaver. You're going to declare this carbon, you're going to make this carbon to be pigul. How do you do that? Very simple. If you do one of the Aveda Saddam, either the Shechita or the Kabbalah Saddam, the Halach Saddam, the walking in the blood, the Shechita Saddam, the sprinkling of the blood, you do any one of the Aveda Saddam with the intention of eating part of the carbon or offering part of the carbon, what's called Chutz L'Zmano, after the Zman. Each carbon has its own designated Zman. So I'm mak with your carbon Shlomim, I'm having in mind, Hindi Mucham Zubra, I'm sharing the carbon, I'm going to ask to eat it next week. So that act and that intention just declared the carbon to be pigul, and the carbon is totally ruined. It has to be toned sreifa. No one's allowed to eat it, and somebody eats the chayev koris. So that's quite a hefsid moment that I did. So the Mishnah discusses about being chayev. The Mishnah talks about the possibility of the kohen being mefagel being chayev. The only issue the Gemara has is that that's what's called hezek she'eino niko, which is a whole loaded sugya. Hopefully, which I'm coming around the next set of my makamos. Whenever I cause a damage that's not quite recognizable physically, that is a very, very tricky question. Is that really nezik? Not nezik, but again, hopefully we're going to talk about that much more in depth. But the Mishnah and the Gemara do discuss the possibility of fagel being chayef, as being a mazik. So come to Rishon and say, wait a second, it's a mazik? It's only where? It's under Machshava. All I did was think. I had a bad thought. My bad intention causes you a hesed mamon. According to the Yisod of the Ramban in Kuntras Dina Degarmi, that Mefagel can never be a Mazik. The Mefagel Machshava can never be a Mazik. The worst case scenario that Machshava can be is Dina Degarmi. So how can the Mishnah, the Gemara, talk about Mefagel Korban Chaveiro being a Mazik? What kind of Mazik is that? It's through mind, and I do through mind. It's never called a Mazik Mamash. So what's going on? So comes the Taisa Rosh in the 12th of the Mamakamis. He asks this question and says, to the very end, second to last line. Elavadai says the Taz HaRash, Tzarech Dibur. V'adibur choshev hezek v'omor kev shiv zadei diburo. Comes the Taz HaRash and says, wait a second, let's go back to Zvachim for a second, back to the world of Brisk. How do you create people? So I was very vague in my description of people. I said, well, I shech the korban, and I have in mind chutz l'zmano. Have in mind chutz l'zmano? That's the lash that the Mishnah uses. Machshava bekachim. So Taiz HaRosh claims, and this is at Taiz, another place in Shas as well, any and every time the Mishnayis, the Gemaras, and Zvachim talk about machshava bekachim, machshava doesn't mean machshava. Machshava means to articulate, it means to verbalize, to say the words. It's not enough just to think. Hini mucham zubin, I'm thinking chutz l'zmano. That's meaningless. You have to say how many sheikhs a korban chutz l'zmano. Then only then does people get created. So it comes to us, the Rosh, and says that there's a big difference between what a person accomplishes in the world of Hezek through one's thoughts in contrast to through one's words. I think it's a phrase about sticks and stones, break my bones, words would never harm me. So that's not true in halacha. Words can harm. Words can be mazik. I don't just mean lashon hara. I mean mamonis. I mean real heavy duty hezek mamon. Says it as a rush. If I mazik you with my hands, that's called a mazik. If I mazik you with my words, that's also called a mazik. If I mazik you with my machshava, that's not called a mazik. That's the worst. That is a din degamei. More than that, it's not going to ever be. So lachora, that would be a chiluk. That would be a gevaldik chiluk according to the shittas of Ramban. That the olam the Ramban is right. The reason why Kilayim is not a real mazik, why the worst case scenario is Dinah D'Gamei, Machlokes, the Raisa, the Rabbanan, the whole Pishon Gibet, all the leniencies of Dinah D'Gamei, the reason why Kilayim is only Dinah D'Gamei, only, but not mazik mamish, is because it's a hezek that's taking place through Machshava, because just having Tvua and Geffen together is not enough. You need the Machshava Sa'adam. So whenever you require Machshava Sa'adam to complete the process of damage, that can never be a mazik mamish. I pigul. Don't ask a kasha from pigul. Pigul is dibur. That's not machshav. That's dibur.
There's also an added step in the case of the fence, because in the fence you're just saying I'm not going to fix the fence. Not fixing the fence causes the creation of the kalayim. Versus in the case of pigul, you're saying basically you're trying to destroy the animal.
Oh, okay. So when we get a little bit more, this is the first of the indirect sugars of damage. We got another two or three more of them together. So you're right. We're going to try to come back to that point and try to fine-tune those details. So Akopa, at least we have Mahalach from Ramban. So Baruch Hashem Ramaviyah. We have a Kasha from Ramban. That took us Friday to understand what the Kasha was. And now we have a Teretz from the Ramban. So the Ramban's Kasha was, we thought it should be Mazik Mamish. So we had to just figure out which Mazik did the Ramban have in mind. But we dug up Eish. And the Bechesko walked us through that part of the Sugya. Now we have an answer. That Machshava is different. And how can Machshava be different? What happened to Pigo? Pigo must be Dibur. So this would be a great answer, a great Mahalach in the Ramban. Except it's not what the Ramban himself says. Because the Ramban, actually in the 13th of the Ramban Kamas, in that Kuntra Siddur Degami, asks the very question that we just posed. V'ikashalach, in the 13th of the Ramban Kamas, Yehochi v'mefagol nami shamin adin degami, da'asam na'am makshavihi, v'chashvina like a says. He says, wait a second, asks the Ramban. Isn't pigul makshava? Now, what are we expecting? What are we hoping the Ramban to answer? No, pigul's not makshava, pigul is dibur. Sorry, we disappointed. It's after Ramban's Teretz. Go to the end of the second line, Lokasha, the Hosam Maisehu, Shehu Shochdo Lakach. Says the Ramban, Pigul is viewed in Halacha as a Maisa. Because if you think about it, Pigul really is a combination of two factors. On the one hand, yes, it's true, it's Machshava. Ramban doesn't say, Buddha doesn't have a word about Dibur being anything different. Ramban says, Machshava, Machshava, Machshava. But Machshav itself is not a, if I sit around and it makes a mikdash, I twiddle my thumbs and think, I really want this guy's korban to be pigul, really, really, really true. That's very nice. But close by, you don't pick up the knife and do the maisa shchit, it's garnish galfin. So comes the Ramban and says, this is it's like a sof maisa machshav tchila, like a bris oilam. It's a machshava that's accompanying a maisa. So comes the Ramban now with a new cloud and says, machshava is not a mazik mamish. Machshava alone is gami. But machshava that accompanies a maisa, that's called a maisa. And that's the difference between pigul and all other maziks ayde machshava. So the Ramban is saying a very, very fine tune you say over here. He's saying, mechitza kem shenifritza, maybe as you say, there's no real maisa. I didn't really do anything. Mechitza kem shenifritza, I'm sleeping. So somebody tells me the fence fell down, and I'm just sitting around twiddling my thumbs and doing nothing. So by Mechitza Kemesh Nifritza, the Mazik is Nikra Hashem to Machshava. So the Machshava is the Mazik. Machshava is a Mazik. The Siddishkin moment of Mazik. That can't be a Mazik Mamash. The worst case scenario that could be is Bidah Degami. But the Pigul, it's true, it requires Machshava, but it's Machshava that's been starved together with the Maisa. A Maisa that's dependent upon Machshava, that can be a Mazik. That can actually fall into the category of Bidah Degami. So it's a very, very fine-tuned distinction between that the Ramban is making. Hopefully, Hashem, tomorrow, I want to take this Ramban a little bit further and really almost compare and contrast with the Tosfos. Because both Tosfos Sarash and the Ramban ask the Kash, they both pose the same question, why is Pigul Chayav? The Machshava is part of why is Pigul Chayav? So the Tosfos Sarash said, because that's Dibur, not Machshava. And the Ramban said, no, that's Machshava together with Maisa. So hopefully, Hashem, tomorrow, we'll try to finish up the Sugya and try to see what the potential ramifications of this Machshava is to Rosh Hashanah.
Welcome, Moshe family, into the neighborhood.
here, just moved in from Brooklyn.
Oh, okay, great, okay. Well,